Romans 6:23, a verse that you're all very, very familiar with, says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Heavenly Father, Lord, I do pray that the Holy Spirit would speak to every heart here this morning. Lord, help us to get the word across in a way that every man, woman, boy, and girl can understand exactly what we're trying to say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Back in 1960, I graduated from high school. And I got me a job at the local radio station. I was a country and western singer and disc jockey for several years. I got me a job at the local radio station. And I bought me a 1952 Fairlane Ford 500 for $200. Two-tone green, light green on the bottom, dark green on the top. One of the prettiest cars my wife ever saw. That's what she liked the car more than she did me. But it was a beautiful car. It was a used car. I gave $200 for it. And I paid on that thing every week. And then the day came when I paid it off. It was paid for. Paid in full. And you know, I had not even thought about that car until I thought about this message. I hadn't even thought about the debt that I owed on that car. You know why? Because the debt was paid. It was paid in full. And as a result, it's completely out of my mind. Now, I can go back with fond memories and think about that car. And I can think about how pretty it was and wishing I had it back today. It'd be worth quite a bit of money if I had it today. But it was paid for. So I hadn't even thought about that debt that I owed on that car. It was paid for. Paid in full. But I made a lot of debts. I made debt after debt after debt. Matter of fact, I walked into the Broadway jewelry store in Central City, Kentucky, and I looked and I picked out a set of rings. $89. That was a lot of money back in those days. $89. And I paid on those rings every week. I think I paid $5 a week on those rings until they were paid for. Now, it's an amazing thing. When a debt is paid, you don't go back and try to pay it again. I mean, once it's paid, you think, wow, I'm glad that's done. I'm glad that's over with. Matter of fact, just a few years ago, I recorded a song called "When Your Old Wedding Ring Was New." It's on the CD back there, and you ought to buy 10 of them. The Broadway jewelry store in Central City had a policy that if you ever wanted to trade in your rings, you could trade up for a better set, and they would give you the full price back. So this was, my goodness, 40-some years later, 45 years later, I don't know how long that CD's been out, but I recorded that "When Your Old Wedding Ring Was New." And I took it down to the Broadway jewelry store and went into the jewelry store. And I said to the old man, he was an old man then, I was an old man. I said, "I've got a CD for you." And he thanked me for it. You know, he received it and thanked me for it. About a week later, I was in there again. And I said, "Did you listen to that CD?" And I related the story about how I laid aside those rings back in 1961 and paid for them. And his wife spoke up. Now, they're old people. They're getting on up in years. Matter of fact, they're both gone now. But his wife spoke up and said, "Yes, he did." And he started crying. And so I struck up a new conversation with the man at the Broadway jewelry store. And I said, "I would like to do something special for my wife." I said, "Could you help me with that?" He said, "I sure can." So he searched out for a ring for my wife. Hold it up there, Sandra. Hold that hand up. Obey the first time. All right. She always obeys. But anyway, he said, "How much do you want to spend?" I said, "Well, a couple of thousand dollars." I said, "That's about my limit. That's about all I can afford." He said, "Okay, let me see what I can do." And he made a search, and he found one in Louisville, Kentucky, and he got it, and he sold it to me for $2,000. And he said, "It's got, anybody knows anything at all about diamonds, you want to get them where that they're perfectly clear. Anything less than that, it devalues them down the line to whatever." And he said, "This is one of the most perfect ones that we could find." And the value on that ring was about $5,000. So he went to a lot of trouble just because I recorded that song and related that story about Broadway jewelry. But the point that I was making is that debt was paid in full. I bought a 1954 Ford after I tore up the 52 through a rod in the motor, and I got a 54 Ford. It's paid for. I got a 50 Ford. I wrecked it. It's paid for. I bought a 61 Falcon. Anybody ever had a Falcon? Okay, a few of you know what I'm talking about. And it was paid for. It was paid for in full. It was settled. The debt was settled. The debt was paid for. Paid for in full. When it's settled, I only remember the debt. I no longer have that debt. I bought a house. Well, I built a house in Nelson Creek, Kentucky for my wife. Built her a brand new house and had a debt on that at the savings and loan there in Central City, and sold that house when we moved to Evansville. It's paid for. All of those debts, and that's just a few of the thousands upon top of thousands upon top of thousands of debts that we've had down through the years. You know, I don't go back over those debts and think, "Well, you know, I still owe that. I still owe that." No, they are paid for in full. But I did have a debt that I could not pay except to die and go to hell forever and forever. I owed a debt I could not pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. The Lord Jesus Christ paid that debt for me. And 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And so, for me, it was paid for. When it's paid for, it's paid for. Not only that, but He forgets it. Just like I forgot about the debt on that 52 Ford. I'd forgotten about it until I started thinking about this message. Haven't thought about it in years. I don't go back and say, what am I going to do about that debt? What am I going to do about that debt? How am I going to do that? It's paid for. And when Jesus paid for my debt on the cross of Calvary, it was paid for in full. We don't have to go back and go over it and over it and over it and over it again. Now, the point that I want to make is this. There are people in this room, myself included, I've had to deal with this myself too, is going back over and over and over and over my sin. You ever done that? I don't suppose there's anyone here that hasn't done that. go back over. Well, I wonder if God forgave me of that. Did God say He did? Did He say He did? Can He be trusted? Yes, absolutely. He can be trusted, can He? We can trust Him. And so, Jesus paid my debt on the cross of Calvary. And when it was paid for, it was paid for. Matter of fact, the Bible talks about, and you know this, you heard the preaching, the Bible talks about how that the Lord takes our sin and casts them in the depths of the sea. And He says, no fishing. But you and I go fishing, don't we? We go fishing. We go fishing to bring up those debts again and again and again and again. God forgive us and God help us. Now, He forgives our debts. He forgives our sins. Matter of fact, and I know you've heard your pastor refer to this, He casts them as far away as the east is from the west. Right? Not the north, because you can go north and pretty soon you're going south. You go south, pretty soon you're going north. No, as far away as the east is from the west. They never, ever meet again. So our sins are completely forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ. You know that song, Jesus Paid It Some? No. Jesus paid it 99%. No. Jesus paid it what? All. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Now, one of the main points that I want to make today is this, that the devil does not forgive sin. Satan does not forgive sin. Matter of fact, he'll do everything he can to trip you up into sin, and then he'll keep bringing it back to you over and over and over and over and over and over again. He'll do his best to trick you and trip you, but he never forgives your sin. Matter of fact, the Bible talks about how that he is the accuser of the brethren. I saw what she did. I saw what she did and she did. You know what you did. You know what you did. You know. And the devil does that continually. The devil never does forgive sin. Matter of fact, he's the prosecuting attorney in the court of heaven, and he is always accusing you of sin. He's always accusing you before the throne of God. Satan never, ever forgives sin. He just don't do it. He won't. He will not. So why is it that we allow the devil to continually bring these things up when Jesus paid it all? Jesus paid every debt that we ever made. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing grace, isn't it? That's wonderful grace. Amazing how the Lord saved us and gave us everlasting life and forgave us of all of our sins. But you know what? The devil always brings it up. He's the accuser of the brethren. When he does, just remind him that Jesus paid it all. You are a sinner, but what? Jesus paid it all. You're a sinner, but Jesus paid it all. You're a sinner. Hey, you. You're a sinner. But Jesus paid it all, didn't He? You're a sinner, but Jesus paid it all. You're a sinner, but Jesus paid it all. The devil will always remind you of that, but when he does, say, devil, get out of my way. Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid every bit of it. Now, we're sort of caught between a rock and a hard place here because, you know, the devil is always accusing us, and we know that Jesus paid it all, but somehow or another we just allow the devil to defeat us, don't we? Not only that, when people don't forgive, They are playing the devil's advocate. So when people don't forgive and forget, I remember what you did. I remember what you did 50 years ago. I remember what you did 60 years ago. I remember what you did. What are you going to do with that? You see, that's being just exactly like the devil, isn't it? So whose side are we on? Are we on God's side or the devil's side? We're on God's side, right? So, when somebody sins, what do? We forgive them too. Because you see, when they sin, when somebody sins, you know who they sin against? They sin against God. David said, against thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Wait just a minute. You say, wait, he killed a person. Didn't he sin against Uriah? Didn't he sin against Bathsheba? Didn't he sin against all the nation of Israel? Didn't he do that? Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. You see, all of our sin is against God because I'm bought with a price. I belong to him. I belong to Jesus. Jesus is my Savior, and I belong to him. And it would be a wonderful thing. Remember the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Help me. Give us this day our daily bread. Wait. Back up. And forgive us. And forgive us our debts. And wait a minute. And forgive us our debts. What does it say? What? As we forgive our debtors. And what does it say? And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. No doubt there are some people in this room here today, you're holding a grudge against somebody. And that's why some people are sitting on this side, because they don't want to sit on this side with you. Yeah, So, let's say that again. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That's a tremendous point to make here today. And so, I have racked up sin all my life. Brother Riker said that this morning. Riker? What? Reiser. I knew that was wrong when I said it. Brother Reiser, he said it this morning. What did he say? He said a lot. I've done forgot most of it. So have you. Every once in a while, a flock of birds fly over. And you just don't get back to where you were. We'll go on. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. But there are people here today that you may be holding a grudge against somebody else. And you may be justified, but you're not glorified. Forgive us our debts as we forgive. You know, it would be a wonderful thing if we could be more like Jesus. Because, you know, all of those debts that I made, I had to pay for in money. To that 52 Ford, that all the other things, the ring, the house, and everything that I've indebted myself to down the line. So, I've had a lot of debts to pay. And I had a sin debt that I could not pay. You too have a sin debt that you cannot pay. We all owe that. And yet Jesus forgave us of all of our sins and cleansed us of all unrighteousness. You know why Jesus said, I came not to condemn the world? You know why he said that? Because it was already condemned. You don't have to condemn something that's already condemned. You don't go to a fellow on death row in prison and say, you're a murderer. You don't have to do that. He's there because he was already condemned. And you and I stand before God already condemned. And that's why we need mercy. And we need God's amazing grace to deliver us and give us life everlasting. I hope this message will help. I know it's very plain, very simple, because that's exactly what I am, very plain and very simple. But I hope that it's helped some people here today. And there are some people here today that you may need to, as we stand to have our invitation in just a moment, you may need to hit this altar. And you need to confess your sins. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. You may need to do that today. If you've never been saved, this could be the day of your salvation, where that you trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Let's stand as we sing our song of invitation. And God has spoken to your heart. If God has spoken to your heart this morning, I want you to come and do business with God.